We're back with Lake Effect Weekend here on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The beginning of a new year has most of us thinking about ways to improve our lives, whether it's losing weight, learning something new, getting in shape, or decluttering our homes. January seems to be the time we strive to make things better.
Well, classical musicians aren't immune to that impulse. Cellist Robert Cohen chats with us each month on a series we call On That Note, and he's been thinking about well-being. Well, Happy New Year, Robert.
Happy New Year, Bonnie.
It is so great to be talking to you in 2017. And because it's the new year, lots of folks, I'm sure you have resolutions of things you want to change or do better or do differently. I know I do. You know, getting healthy is always one of those things. I think it comes after eating too many sweets during the holiday season. And, you know, and you sit there and think, oh, I really must be better come January. But you're about to actually go perform at a festival that actually links music and good health.
Indeed. I'm about to go to Finland for a new festival called the Tempera Chamber Music Festival. And it's all about music and well-being. It's called Music and Well-being Together. And it just seems so amazingly appropriate at this time. And you know, you were saying about New Year's resolutions, and I remember when we were talking last year about resolutions, and I was saying, well, we want to be better, and things want to be better, and I was saying I want to play the cello better always, and make music better, and I think this year I feel there's so much happening in the world that maybe it's a more profound moment to be thinking about the future and what is going to happen, and how I've been thinking so much about how music really affects our lives and how whoever is in the audience from wherever, whichever language they speak and whatever culture they come from, music, you know, binds us together. And I think that when I've been practicing music, especially for this festival, really, understanding that in the festival we're going to be not only giving performances of music, but also having discussions about health and about attitudes and about well-being in terms of our bodies, but our minds as well, and how music takes such an important part in that. And while I've been practicing, I've been so kind of poignantly aware that, you know, the resonance of the sound and the beauty in the sound is something that really has to happen in the concert hall, has to affect our well-being and our sense of calm and peace and being together. And I mean, I remember last month we were talking about, you know, music in the church and that sense of togetherness. And I think that I just feel very strongly right now that this is a real mission, that music has to be used in such a way, a powerful way, so that because we all appreciate it and we all love music, whatever kind of music it happens to be, and it needs to be there. I think we need to make more effort to have it in our lives every day, and that's not just because I'm a musician, but because I think if everybody can listen to music, just have the radio on or put, you know, something on your iPod or your record player, where it happens to be, and have music in your life much, much more. It's actually my resolution for myself. Even though I play so much music every day, I kind of decided, you know, I've got to listen even more than I do already to whatever kind of music. I just have to have it on because it lifts my spirits and it makes me feel connected to everybody else and people, other people listening and other people who appreciate that music and the musicians who are performing it. Whether it's Robbie Lakatos playing, you know, gypsy music, or it's the Berlin Philharmonic playing a Mahler symphony, or whether it's just anything, really. I just think that I feel very strongly that if we don't have that in our lives on a regular basis, we can become detached in a way from understanding that other people are also involved in this. They also appreciate it.
Right, and that we are all in this together. I was thinking as you were talking, there are programs here in the United States and U.S. medical schools that's basically medical humanities is what they call them. So it's literature, it's music, it's visual art, and it takes young doctors or doctors in training particularly, although I think nurses and other medical folks can get involved as well. And it helps them sort of reconnect with their humanity as they're going through this very rigorous scientific training where they're having to memorize so much and they're responsible, literally responsible for other people's lives, that art and music in particular is a way for them to reconnect to why they're doing what they're doing.
Really? That sounds fantastic.
And it sounds like this festival is sort of something like that, even though it's not in a medical school per se.
No, it isn't. But it's going to be taking place in various different venues in Tampere. But my dear friend and colleague of very many years, pianist called Heini Kerkkonen, who is running the festival, she's bringing some of her dearest musical friends and colleagues together. Especially closest musical friends, because she felt that was part of this sense of closeness and a sense of sharing and humanity, as you said, and also bringing doctors and scientists to discuss what it is that's happening with music and how we can incorporate it into our lives and make it understand how it's affecting our bodies, and also for the musicians to understand how we're using our bodies. I mean, there's going to be that scientific viewpoint, but I think it's all connected with just a closer understanding of what it's doing to us and bringing us back. As you, I think humanity is such an important way of explaining it, as you said, that we really need to get back to those most natural tendencies and most... And also when you were explaining about these courses, I was thinking that so many people put music on in order to study, don't they? They're doing their homework or they're writing something and they put music on. And I know that, you know, my kids, as they were growing up, they'd stick music on while they were learning something or trying to do something. And it kind of helps them to concentrate and puts them in that kind of mood.
Exactly. Doctors will put on music in an operating room.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, it's so very much part of what is helping us be human beings. And that is why I'm thinking about it so much at the moment. I just think that the more we can appreciate it, the more we can be involved in it, the more we will understand each other and feel more closely towards one another. And I know that sounds sort of idealistic and perhaps fanciful, but it is the thing that connects us so well, and even in silence together, when we're listening, well, you know, when we're not talking to each other, but we're in a sharing a musical experience in a concert hall or in a nightclub or anywhere, it just bonds us. And I think we so desperately need that right now.
So you're going to be performing at this festival, but obviously you're also participating in discussions and the other activities. What do you hope to get from it that you don't already feel about music? I mean, you're so connected to music as a professional, as a person who listens and plays and is surrounded by music. What do you think you're going to learn?
I think I'm going to learn how other people, how my fellow musicians feel about it in a more sort of intimate way. Because, you know, musicians don't tend to talk about these things very much. I mean, we just tend to play the music and we work together and we feel passionately about the music. But we rarely really talk too much about it and the effect it has on us. And I think this occasion of this festival is going to make us talk about it much more. Maybe when we finish playing, after the concert, we're going to have, you know, personal discussions about these things. And then, of course, on the platform, and when there are these lectures and workshops in front of the public and hearing their points of view and hearing the, you know, the experts in the well-being fields, I think it's just going to help us focus more closely. And for me, I think I'm just going to sense in a perhaps better way how music is affecting other people, not just myself. Obviously, I'm very concerned about that anyway, because I'm so concerned my audience appreciates and feels close to what I'm doing on the platform. And when I'm projecting the music to them, I want them to understand them, to feel the beauty in it and the power in it. But I think thinking about it in a very, very isolated situation in the middle of Finland, with all these people around also thinking about it, I think that's going to bring something very powerful to me, I'm sure.
Which then you'll take onto the platform with you.
Yeah, I definitely feel that this is a path that needs to be expanded in us all, and I'm hoping that it's going to really enlighten me in some, you know, new ways, just for my future as well.
So I do have to ask, will there be saunas? You're in Finland in the middle of winter. there won't be a lot of light.
Well, I would imagine that it's going to be compulsory, really, because, I mean, we've got a lot of work to do to prepare these concerts. As you know, I don't think we're going to be preparing the talks as such, and those are going to be very much spontaneous things, each expert bringing their side of it, and then we're going to respond to that, of course. But there's a lot of rehearsing to do, because there's a lot of music involved in the concerts, and each concert has a kind of theme, something like, you know, beauty and tenderness, or power and brilliance, and so there's a kind of sense that each concert will bring an area of emotions, an area of energies, which will be different from other concerts. And, you know, in preparation for that, we're going to be rehearsing a lot. And indeed, I'm sure that at the end of all those rehearsals, there'll be only one really good thing to do, and that'll be to dive into the sauna, as they say.
The sauna, yes. I didn't say that correctly. It is sauna.
But yes. When you're there, it is anyway.
Yes. Well, it is here in the north of Wisconsin where there are some Finns, and that is exactly right. How they say it. Yeah, they have the sauna culture here. So, well, I hope you have a marvelous time, and when we talk next, I will want a debrief. I will want to hear all about it and what you got from it.
Thank you. I just think it's such a fantastic way to start this year, really, to dive into not only the sauna, but into music and well-being. And yes, I will definitely fill you in on everything that's happened.
Well, Robert, again, thank you so much, and Happy New Year, and have a great time in Finland.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you, Bonnie.
On that note, contributor Robert Cohen is the cellist for the Milwaukee-based Fine Arts Quartet.